12, 26, had come into my life, and his influence slowly began to engulf me as the years passed. I was persuaded to go to Assisi in the 1990s, and while I was there, I felt in some unexplainable way that I was home. I walked in the fields where Francesco walked. I meditated in the same little chapel where he prayed. I stood at his tomb, and I was mesmerized by the overwhelming feeling in my body that I was one with this man who had lived 800-plus years before my own birth. I began to read about Francesco and was extremely moved by his burning desire to fulfill his own dharma, alongside his determination not to let anything impede his dream. I, too, have felt that inner call to do the work I've done all these years. I, too, have had periods of being off the path, and always that inner voice bringing me back to writing and living each day, to my divine mission. About a decade ago, I knew I was going to write a book titled There's a Spiritual Solution to Every Problem, but I was unclear about how to organize this undertaking. In a deep meditation, I heard a strong voice say, "Base it on the prayer of St. Francis that hangs on the wall in your home." It was a moment of such clarity and such pure vision that I felt as if the book was already written. All I had to do was let myself be an instrument of thy peace. I returned again to Assisi and had another miraculous experience. I experienced a healing in my body that to this day remains a mystery to me and my medical doctor friends as well. I related the story of this healing and my vision of St. Francis in my movie, The Shift. Once again, this 13th century monk had transformed my life by appearing to me and showing me that there are no limits to what can take place when one is living from a God-realized perspective. I went on to write the book effortlessly after taking copious notes on my second visit to Assisi. Furthermore, the subject matter of There's a Spiritual Solution to Every Problem became a public television special, and millions of people had the teachings of St. Francis brought into their homes because of my calling to write about these profoundly life-transforming truths. Years ago, I found myself drawn to the fictional recreation of the life of St. Francis of Assisi, written by one of the greatest writers of our time, Nikos Kastanzakis. And to this day, I still read from this amazing novel, titled St. Francis, regularly, and always find myself moved to tears and higher consciousness by its contents. About a year ago, I had another strong calling during a deep meditation to take a group of people to three spiritual cities in Europe: Lourdes in France, Medjugorje in Bosnia-Herzegovina, and of course Assisi in Italy. We called this journey Experiencing the Miraculous, and 162 people from all over the globe signed on to visit these holy places where genuine miracles have taken place in the 13th, and the 19th, and the 20th centuries. I offered a two-hour lecture in each of these remarkable places, and in our opening night gathering in Assisi, I told everyone that we were truly fulfilling the vision of St. Francis. His objective was to bring Christ consciousness awareness to the entire world, one parish, one city, one country at a time. On this trip, we had people from every continent representing all age groups, from teenagers to octogenarians, all professions, all religious persuasions, all with the same ideas, to assist our world in being one that is populated by people who desire to make me an instrument of thy peace, and thus create such a world from our deepest wishes desiring to be fulfilled. On our second day in Assisi, on my third visit to this divine city, all 162 people gathered in an ancient church built hundreds of years ago when Francesco lived there and began the Franciscan order. As my two-hour talk was winding down in this holy building, something happened to me that I'd never, ever experienced in almost four decades of public lectures. I felt something take over my body, and I was rendered speechless. I was doing a reading from Kastanzakis's St. Francis, and at the end, I simply froze. My body wouldn't move. I broke into almost furious sobbing, and the entire audience stood up and stretched out their hands to me in silence. Everyone knew that a truly metaphysical happening was transpiring. By the way, the entire trip was filmed, including this and two other lectures, and you can see it all for yourself, if you so desire, by viewing the Experiencing the Miraculous 4-DVD set that is produced by Hay House. It's an opportunity to visit all of these cities and really experience it firsthand. Many photographs were